There is something pretty enjoyable about Dan Deacon. That was Build Voice, as if you probably were listening to it. It was building. Anyway, this is your friendly podcast man, Eric Zimmerman, just doing some songs here. We're going to start, next song is actually by a band, Grizzly Bear. I saw them, and I... Again, every time I do one of these podcasts, I forget songs. And here is another case. So I forget the song that I played and or is going to play in last podcast. Not one, probably one of their more popular songs, but the song that I appreciate the most. And the song is I Live With You.
Yeah.
Ultimately, whenever you do one of these types of things, you have to play songs or bands that might lead your most disappointed list. And here's a case of that. Some people love the new U2 album. I'm not in that group. Although I think the song that I'm going to play is probably the one track that that I really appreciate. I don't know. I just, for the most part, I found the new U2 album to be U2 by numbers. It's the same old stuff, and the Edge is doing his stuff, and Bono's pretending to be an American or something like that. And this is an interesting track, though. I think they it really it, something a little bit more exploratory for them instead of just, as I say, instead of just doing the same old dribble. Oh, by the way, the track is called Fez Dash Being Born.
Thank you.
Let's stay in the 80s and go back in time and listen to another 80s disappointment. I shouldn't say disappointment. I still think that Morrissey can play a really awesome live set. And maybe there's something enjoyable about going to a Morrissey show and seeing the fans act in the way they do. But this Morrissey is not the Smiths, and there is a definitive drop off of quality. I just think that there's never been that. You can't say that his solo work is ever going to be on that level. However, in the interest of still appreciating their work, I'm going to play a song from Morrissey's new album, which, as I said, it's pretty good. The song is called When Last I Spoke to Carol. I wanted to say When I Last Spoke to Carol, but obviously I got that wrong. When Last I Spoke to Carol, Morrissey.
When last I spoke to Carol, I said, I can't pretend it gets easier. She said, I've hung on, I have edged.
Well, ultimately, whenever you play two songs, you might as well just add the third of the groups that have been maybe the, you know, slightly disappointments or slight disappointments in the 21st century. When I was exiting the 20th century, I think that, or I should say at the beginning of the century, I would say that Wilco is probably my favorite band. No doubt. I mean, if you look at albums like Being There, Summer Teeth, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, AM, on top of stuff he did with Billy Bragg, there's no doubt that those were some very classic albums. Once Jay Bennett, in my opinion, once he got kicked out of Wilco, the band is, in my opinion, not really come out with anything that's been exemplary. It's just sort of a dribble, drab, boring. I thought what Jay Bennett offered was a sort of a pop aspect to the band, on top of Jeff's lyrics, which really worked good together. And I think what they've done now is they've either turned into a pseudo jam band, or it's just Jeff like crying in his own tears. And I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't really have any interest. I used to see him live all the time. I don't have any interest in that, even though people say he's awesome live or the band is awesome. I just don't buy it. This song to me is like, maybe it's just it's one of the probably one of the only one of two or three songs on the album that I can actually go back and listen to. Although I think that the joke's on him for writing it. So the song's called Wilco the Song. Wilco. Try to get into some happier places. I'm sorry about that. Here's a band I saw live. Actually, it's more I would say one the work of Zach Condon in Beirut, who's traveled Europe and listened to the street bands and maybe picked up something or two. And I like it. I can put put his albums on appreciate where he's going to go with it. I mean, it's something a little different. And I want you to, I hope you, I do this stuff because I hope you enjoy the music. Otherwise I wouldn't do it. The song is called Akara, Beirut. Hasn't disappointed me in the 21st century is this band, Radiohead. Radiohead actually came out with I guess there was a, you know, Tom's doing his stuff and was on the Blue Moon or whatever soundtrack, the, you know, the one with the vampires, that movie, and the werewolves. actually, there was a song by Radiohead that was released this year, just on, I believe it was on YouTube, and was it on, I think it was on YouTube. I can't remember where I'm downloading these things from. But this sort of song got either released or leaked or whatever, and I think it's really good. It reminds me a little bit of like Pink Floydish stuff, like early Pink Floyd, but they're still on a roll. And you could say whatever you want about offering your album for free, but I think what they're at a place where they can do it, and good for them, and they're making good music, so why complain, you know? So the song is called "These Are My Twisted Words," and it's Radiohead. sometimes, whenever you play music, sometimes a good cover comes along. And one of my actually more appreciative folk artist fan, or one of the folk artists that I'm really a fan of, is Nick Drake. And there was an album that was released this year and had a various, now I'm completely for Dark Was a Night. Now I'm for remembering the title. Dark Was a Night was released. It had a bunch of awesome artists on it. Grizzly Bear was on it. The National was on it. Sufjan Stevens was on it, who you're going to be hearing later. Yo La Tengo, like all my favorite bands were on it. And this particular track was a good track. In fact, I think there's been a couple of people who've had a shout out for this in the past, or at least just remember people appreciating the song. It's a cover of Nick Drake's cello song, By the Books, featuring Jose Gonzalez. Hope you enjoy. Next band is the best way I guess I could describe it is the lead singer reminds me of Meatloaf in a way. And that might scare some people off, but I think it, for whatever reason, it's very endearing, at least what he's trying to do. The band is called Sunset Rubdown, and this next song is called Silver Moons. And what would any podcast by me be without a little REM influence? In here, we have actually an REM member in this band called the Minus Five. Actually, two members. Actually, three members. Peter Buck, the guitarist, and Scott McCoy and Bill Rieflin, who are what I would consider the REM orchestra. It's Scott McCoy's baby, and he essentially has been coming out with albums for the last almost 15 years, with really under the guise of the Minus Five, collecting musicians from around the globe. And this song is called Vintage Violet. Enjoy.
Vintage Violet, salacious days. The old foundry is her favorite maze. I enter when the moon's a smile. I leave as if not on trial. Vintage Violet, a major red, all silver like her armored veils. I hold them dear and blindly sell. Won't let go for anyone. I won't let go for anyone. Vintage Violet, your horse's way. It's not as if your fate's congealed. The record's anything but sealed. A public hanging, traitor's gay. The gaping wounds are halfway healed.
Okay, where are we? How many songs do we have left to do? Are you getting tired yet? This is an okay band. I saw them at Pitchfork. I don't know if they do that whole shoegaze thing in a more of a pop fashion. And their band is called The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And this song is Young Adult Friction. Friction, not fiction. So it is in some Harlequin romance or whatever girls are reading these days.
We'll be right back.
I've been trying in some cases to keep down the talk and do some more music because I'm trying to stuff a lot of music in here. Lots of songs that we played. We're going to do a couple bands that I haven't really heard much of. I shouldn't say I haven't done much research on, but I'm liking what I'm hearing so far. The first band is going to be called Bear in Heaven, and the song is called Wholehearted Mess. And Weird Tapes, and it's called The Heavens. I know very little about this Weird Tapes, but it's a little, I think the songs sort of work good together, so I'll just play them back to back, and then we're going to play a couple more songs to end the evening.